الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا صدق الله العظيم A few weeks ago we were discussing the Quran-i-Majid and the niyat intention that one makes when reciting the Quran-i-Majid. It is our yaqeen and our belief that everything happens at its appropriate time. This subject was commenced a few weeks ago and then something came in between. For the past fortnight something else was being discussed, and we are now continuing with that subject and topic. And when we look at the present condition, and more especially if I addressing the students of our madrasa and the nasihat that we are sharing and the few words of advice that we are being given sometimes after Fajr and sometimes after Asr, and our present condition and attitude towards the Quran-i-Majid, this time now is the opportune and best time for us to discuss this topic that we had been discussing a few weeks ago, because the attitude which we have towards anything, the way a person behaves is determined by what ta'alluq he has, what relationship he has with what he is doing. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity. I once again mention that presently the students of the madrasa are being addressed, but alhamdulillah there is lesson for all of us in this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this opportunity of coming to the madrasa and studying the Quran-i-Majid. And we probably discussed it in the past as well, that the object is not just the memorizing of the Quran-i-Majid, because if just the memorizing of the Quran-i-Majid is the object, then we'll find many of those that have made this their object, just memorizing the Quran-i-Majid, then we find that the Quran-i-Majid has been memorized with a lot of disobedience to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where on the one hand the person is engaging in memorizing the kalam and the word of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we revealed upon the Mubarak heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is committing that to memory, he is bringing it into his mind and heart. And on the other hand, he is engaging in every type of sin that what one could think of. Major sins, minor sins, the person is engaging and he thinks nothing about it. Why? Because the purpose is just to memorize the Quran-i-Majid. And then we find over a period of 2 years, 3 years, sometimes 4 years, depending on the ability and salahiyat of that individual, the Quran-i-Pak is memorized. And we find that sometimes when a hafiz completes the Quran-i-Majid, then because of the emphasis that the asatidah and the ustads place on knowing the Quran-i-Majid well, before completing, making khatm of the Qur'an-i-Majid, sometimes we will find that students are blessed with this ability where they begin the Qur'an-i-Majid, recitation of the Qur'an-i-Majid by heart in the morning, and by the evening, by Isha time, they have completed the Qur'an-i-Majid by heart with a few mistakes, 20 mistakes, 30 mistakes. The Qur'an-i-Majid has been recited from cover to cover. The entire 30 paras of the Qur'an-i-Majid have been recited. And there's a lot of happiness and joy that have recited the Qur'an-i-Majid, this Mubarak Badi, and congratulations even on this achievement. No doubt it is an achievement that a person recites the Qur'an-i-Majid in one day by heart with a few mistakes. This is the ni'mat of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this same Hafiz that has recited the Qur'an-i-Majid so perfectly, and sometimes even with tajweed correctly, and if that particular year it is Ramadan al-Mubarak, then he is able to perform the entire Taraweeh, the 20 rakats himself, and even if it means in 10 nights or 6 nights, he is able to recite the entire Qur'an-i-Majid himself in the Taraweeh. This is his condition the year when he completes. But we find within a period of sometimes, unfortunately even a year, the next Ramadan al-Mubarak that comes, this person, this Hafiz of the Qur'an-i-Majid, this Jayyid and good Hafiz of the Qur'an-i-Majid, starts battling to perform the Taraweeh. In the first year, he has performed 20 rakat. Comes the next year, he says, okay, listen, I will not be able to manage 20 rakat, but maybe 10 rakat I will, or 8 rakat I will manage. And he is given those 8 rakat. And by the time that the second year or the second Ramadan Mubarak comes, and on the occasion of performing Taraweeh arises and approaches, then he is battling with 4 rakat and says that, listen, I will manage maybe just quarter para. And with a lot of effort, he goes onto the Masalla to perform that 4 rakat. And by the time the third year or the third Ramadan Mubarak comes, he loses hope totally and he says that I am not able to perform Taraweeh at all. I have forgotten my Qur'an-i-Majid. Allahumma ahfazna minha. Now, the question is that why is there this decline? What has happened? And that is why I would like to address on this occasion, some of us may be children still, maybe parents here also, that are parents of children that are hafizes, or parents that have the children doing hifz of the Qur'an-i-Majid. Now there is a concept, and up to now this concept is still there. And if you ask me, maybe even a few days ago, this comment came to my ear. A student is handed over to the muallim or to the ustad in a hifz class. And when handing over the child to the ustad, in the older days, this used to be the norm. But nowadays, it may not be the norm, but we still hear these type of comments. And the comment that is very, very common is, they will tell you, either in Gujarati or sometimes in English, that ghost tamaru arka amara, or the flesh is yours and the bones are ours. Which means you do what you want with him. You whack him, you whip him, you hit him, you do whatever you want. But take the flesh and pass the bones over to us. In fact, at one time, one parent mentioned to this extent to me. He said, listen, you do what you want to the child. And if it means that you send him to the Qabrastan, you send him there, I will come read the janazah namaz. Now, it may be so that the parent is saying that. But I also mentioned to the parents, those that sometimes mention this, that it is easy to say it from the tongue, lip service, it is easy. But come that day, Allah Ta'ala protect, the child has been injured, the child has been abused, then see what happens. But however, this attitude, and sometimes within Hifz classes, this attitude that we have, that the Quran and Majeed cannot be learnt but with hiding, this is a very, very incorrect perception, which means that the Quran and Majeed can only be learnt through force, through hiding, and this type of ill treatment. Now, if you really ponder, this child that is becoming Hafiz of the Quran and Majeed, what is he going to learn when he leaves such a type of an environment of hiding and of abuse, of corporal punishment? This child may become a Hafiz of the Quran and Majeed, but unfortunately, what the child will lack, or what this Hafiz of the Quran and Majeed will lack, and my younger friends, the students of the madrasa, I want you to listen to this very, very carefully, because this will change your whole attitude, and that is what we are trying to achieve. When this type of a student leaves the Hifz class, or rather you will find that he just waits for the opportunity to leave the Hifz class. That the moment his Quran and Majeed is completed, he will try to find the first opportunity to leave that madrasa, to leave that ustad. Why? Because he has been treated in such a manner. He will leave that. Now when this student, when this Hafiz leaves the madrasa, leaves that ustad, with what impression is he leaving that madrasa, that ustad? He may, 1 year down the line, thank the ustad, because he still knows his Quran and Majeed, and when he goes onto the musalla, he reads beautifully, and everyone praises him and showers him with praises, so he feels happy, so he will thank the ustad. But ask him deep down his heart, ask him deep down his heart, what relationship has he built up with the Quran and Majeed? And we will find that because of this type of treatment that we meet out to the students that are studying the Quran and Majeed, and as I speak to you, I am addressing myself, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and those of us that are engaged in the teaching of the Quran and Majeed this realization, that what is it that we are passing over to these young hearts, to these people, to these young people, what is it that we are passing on? Are we passing on to them the muhabbat of the Quran and Majeed, or are our actions being a means for this child to develop a dislike for the Quran and Majeed? Because recently also somebody told me, listen, punish the children, give them punishment. Fair enough, we will punish them. But when the child goes and sits a little while on his own, and more especially generally we will find those students that want to do Hifz, generally we will find when parents bring them along, or you and parents take them to any ustaz to do Hifz, the parent will comment that, listen, ask this child, I didn't force him, he wants to do Hifz on his own. Alhamdulillah, very mubarak, pleasant. The child wants to do Hifz on his own, he is not being forced to do Hifz. Now when this is the aspiration of the child, his own desire that he wants to do Hifz. Now when that child comes with that type of a desire to the madrasa, or when he comes to the ustad, is it befitting for that ustad to punish that child, to whip that child, to whack that child, and to teach it? When the child has come on his own initiative, he's come on his own interest. Now this is what we need you to understand, that when you have come to the madrasa, you are supposed to have come with your own interest, or you have come with your own interest. When that is there, when you leave the madrasa and go, you need to go with an attachment for the Quran and Majeed. Now, we find that because of sometimes our weakness, and sometimes the weakness on the part of the ustad, because of lack of tolerance, and that there's so much of punishment that has been meted out, when this child leaves the madrasa, that bond that they're supposed to have been with the Quran and Majid, that love that they're supposed to be there with the Quran and Majid, we find there's everything else but that love for the Quran and Majid. There's everything else but that bond with the Quran and Majid. This person just wants to disassociate himself. He just wants to move away with everything that has got anything to do with the Quran and Majid. Why? Because he feels, and this child that is being punished feels, that for a little while, he thinks that, listen, I have sacrificed everything. I have sacrificed my parents. I have sacrificed my comforts. I have sacrificed my bed. I have sacrificed my meals and my food and everything of the best. And some of us, some young children go to this extent that they have to sacrifice the parents that are sick and ailing. Those type of parents, they leave and come. Sometimes, some instances we find that a child has just lost one of his parents, and within a short period of time, the child is coming to mother. What type of sacrifices, some even in this age and era, we find students of the Quran and Majid, or students that want to buy the Quran and Majid. Now, when the child goes and sits and thinks and ponders a little while, and he thinks, I'm being punished because of the Quran and Majid. Now, what impression is being set on the heart of this child? That for the Quran and Majid, I must go through all this. For the Quran and Majid, I must be hit, I must be lashed, and I must be treated like an animal. Just for the Quran and Majid. Now what am I doing? Am I bringing the child closer to the Quran and Majid? Or am I distancing him from the Quran and Majid? It's something for me to think. If we want this relationship to remain with the Quran and Majid, then there has to be love, there has to be affection, there has to be rahmat. And therefore, my Shaykh, Shaykh Hazrat Hakim Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, I heard this from my Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum once recited this verse of the Quran and Majid. Ar-Rahman Allama Al-Qur'an. Allama Al-Qur'an, you know, this is the opening verses of Surah Rahman, which is a surah that is loved by all of us because of the many times that فَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ has been repeated in this particular surah, and especially if somebody has been blessed with a melodious voice, then to listen to the recitation of Surah Rahman, whether in Taraweeh or whether in Salah, it takes a person to a different spiritual level. But however, so Hazrat Dawud Barakatuh mentions that Allama al-Quran means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he taught the Quran and Majid. And when speaking of the teaching of the Quran and Majid, Allama al-Quran, teaching of the Quran and Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before that, he amongst his many attributes and qualities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the quality and the sifat and the attribute of Ar-Rahman, the most gracious. From Rahm it comes, which means mercy. So from here, Hazrat Dawud Barakatuh deduces that person who is a muallim of the Quran and Majid, that person who is a teacher of the Quran and Majid, should have within him mercy. This is what Hazrat deduces. Now, a person that has got that type of relationship with his students, then we will find that when the child leaves, and that is why sometimes we mention to the children, that to become hafiz of the Quran and Majid, especially in our days, it doesn't fall under the category of farz, it doesn't fall under the category of wajib also. It is in the category of mustahab, something good a person does, he memorizes the Quran and Majid. So when a person memorizes even if he doesn't memorize the Quran and Majid, but he has that love for the Quran and Majid, like sometimes we see some ordinary folks, ordinary people, what love they have for the Quran and Majid. They will take the Quran and Majid, they will attach it to their hearts, they will take the Quran and Majid and they will put it on their faces. They will take the Qur'an-i-Majid, they will kiss the Qur'an-i-Majid, they will take the Qur'an-i-Majid and place it on their heads. We as students of the Qur'an-i-Majid, we as ustaz of the Qur'an-i-Majid, we that are night and day with the Qur'an-i-Majid, how many times have we ever kissed the Qur'an-i-Majid with that love and with that affection that this is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when there is a lack of the love of the Qur'an-i-Majid, then we will find that attachment to the Qur'an-i-Majid is not there. Come the weekend, we will find we will just look for an opportunity or every opportunity to be distanced from the Qur'an-i-Majid. And that is why I say, when we do not have our intentions right, and we don't have that attachment to the Qur'an-i-Majid, then on the one hand, we will be learning the Qur'an-i-Majid, on the other hand, we will find we will be disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find that this complaint does come from parents sometimes, that listen, my child comes home, but he doesn't want to read his salah. Now a hafiz and not reading salah, can that go together? It is not possible. It is not befitting where a person is memorizing the Qur'an and Majid on the one hand, and on the other hand, he is missing his salah. A person is memorizing the Qur'an and Majid, but his attire, his dressing is like that of the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can these two things go together? Now why is it that on the one hand, this is what we call like split personalities. On the one end, we are like walis of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the moment we leave here, then we are something else. Why is it that we just cannot get that the feeling within us and that attachment to the Qur'an Sharif within our hearts? If that attachment for the Qur'an and Majid is there, then we will find that whether it is in madrasa, whether we are at home, whether we are in the planes, whether we are at the airports, anywhere, everywhere, we will find that our character will be totally different. So we are speaking about the niyat to be made when reciting the Qur'an and Majid. Inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq, hidayat and guidance, we will discuss this maybe inshallah next week. But in the interim, these few words of encouragement is for our students. Doesn't change our attitude toward the Qur'an and Majid. Don't have that type of an attitude that we are presently showing towards the Qur'an and Majid, that we are just restricted to the class, and sometimes we actually treat it a burden to recite the Qur'an and Majid and feel it very difficult. Change that whole thing from within us, that no, this is not what I want to learn the Qur'an and Majid for. I want to learn the Qur'an and Majid so that the Qur'an and Majid becomes my companion. The Qur'an and Majid becomes my companion in this world. The Qur'an and Majid becomes my companion in the Qabr. The Qur'an and Majid becomes my companion in the Akhirah. You know, in the Qabr, when it is a place of darkness, the Qur'an and Majid will be a means of nur for this person. The Qur'an and Majid will be a means of protection from this person. From the head side, from the leg side, the Qur'an and Majid will protect this person. Now imagine such a ni'mat and favor of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a blessing that a person gets via the means of the Qur'an and Majid. And this is our attitude towards the Qur'an and Majid. May the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us correct understanding and give us that attachment to the Qur'an and Majid. Give us love for the Qur'an and Majid. Wa akhru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
यार रहे यार अब तू मेरा और मैं तेरा यार रहूं मुझको फकत तुझसे हो मोहब्बत खल्क से मैं बेजार रहूं हर दम जिक्र फिक्र में तेरे मस्त रहूं सरशार रहूं होश रहे ना मुझको किसी का तेरा मगर होशियार रहूं अब तो रहे बस ताद में आखिर विर्दे जुबा ए मेरे इलाह ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह ला इलाहा illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 یاد میں تیری سب کو بھولا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے تجھ پر سب گھر بار لوٹا دوں خانہ دل آباد رہے سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دوں تجھ سے فقط فریاد رہے اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار و نام سیاہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار و نام سیاہ تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ. الا اللہ 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 الا اللہ. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو, تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو, اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل, درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جدر. اللہ جل جلالہ تعالی شانہ, اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ اللہ اینچے شیرین است نام، شیر و شکر میش ود جانم تمام، اللہ جل جلالہ وتعالی شانو، اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. Just before we make the dua, just one humble request for our mothers and sisters that bring some smaller children. Alhamdulillah, it is a good thing that they also hear the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fall into the ears. That is why we find that when a child is born, although we may think that nothing happens to the child, but right at the inception we find that this ta'aleem is given to us, that in the right ear you give the adhan and in the left ear you give the iqamat. So the greatness of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the first thing that enters into this newborn child. So the name of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it affects everyone, whether it's a little kid or whether it's an adult, whether it's a Muslim or non-Muslim. So to bring our children to this type of gatherings and programs, alhamdulillah, it's a very good thing. But at the same time, we should be a little considerate about the others that are around us, that the children do not become a means of our concentration being lost. So those mothers and sisters, there's a request that if we do bring our children along, then maybe at the rear end of the hall, sit somewhere there where if the children do have to make a little lot of noise, so it can be contained. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وسيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. يا كريم الله، يا رحيم الله، most loving Allah, most caring Allah, most compassionate Allah, most tolerant Allah. Ya Allah, through your infinite fadl, karam, grace, mercy and ihsan, Ya Allah, you have once again gathered us to take your pure and mubarak name. Ya Allah, it is your given tawfiq that we have gathered here. O my beloved Allah, it is not on our own strength that we have come here. Ya Allah, you have brought us here, you have assembled us here, you have gathered us here. O my beloved Allah, those that have come just with one intention, and that is, Ya Allah, that they can be linked to you. Ya Allah, they gain your muhabbat and the muhabbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my beloved Allah, the only reason that they are coming here is so that they may make tawbah from all the major and minor sins. O my beloved Allah, each and every one that is seated here has got regret and remorse deep down in his heart and her heart. O my beloved Allah,
Allah, we feel ashamed of the sins that we have committed during our lifetime. Oh my beloved Allah, your given namats and your given bounties we use for your displeasure. Ya Allah, the eyes you gave we use for your displeasure. Ya Allah, the ears you gave we use for your displeasure. Ya Allah, the tongue that you gave we use for your displeasure. Ya Allah, the hands and feet you gave to us. Ya Allah, which sin and which crime didn't we commit, Ya Allah, with these hands and feet? Ya Allah, in spite of all our sinning and disobedience to you, my beloved Allah, you did not snatch away these bounties and ni'mat that you have given us. Oh my beloved Allah, how tolerant you are. Had there been another Allah, he would have destroyed us. He would have paralyzed us the moment we touched haram. He would have made us blind the moment we saw haram. Oh my beloved Allah, you through your infinite mercy, Ya Allah, in spite of us over and over, Ya Allah, displeasing you have given us respite and you have given us chance upon chance. Oh my beloved Allah, deep down our hearts we have regret and remorse. Oh my beloved Allah, we have led filthy lives in the past. But Ya Allah, we are feeling ashamed. Oh my beloved Allah, we want to reform, but Ya Allah, we are extremely weak. We are weakest of the weak servants of yours, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan have overpowered us. We want to reform, my beloved Allah. We want to control our gaze, my beloved Allah. We understand that looking at haram displeases you and displeases Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We understand and acknowledge, and my beloved Allah, believe that listening to haram displeases you. But my beloved Allah, we do not have the strength, Ya Allah, to overcome these weaknesses of ours. Ya Allah, our hands we use in your displeasure. Our feet are taking us towards your displeasure. Oh my beloved Allah, this beautiful mind that you have given us and heart, we have used for your displeasure. Oh my beloved Allah, we are planning haram. Ya Allah, we are fantasizing haram. Ya Allah, through your infinite fadl, karam, grace, mercy and ihsan, you give us the tawfiq to repent from every major and minor sin of ours. Oh my beloved Allah, you give us the strength to stay away from every type of evil. Oh my beloved Allah, if you are going to hand us over to our nafs and shaitan, oh my beloved Allah, we are going to be destroyed. Ya Allah, through your infinite fadl, karam, grace, mercy and ihsan, these young children that are seated here and have raised their hands before you this part of the evening, oh my beloved Allah, they are the students of the Quran and Majeed. My beloved Allah, they are learning your Quran and Majeed night and day. Ya Allah, through their barakat and through their wasila, Ya Allah, we ask you to accept our du'as. Ya Allah, we ask you for the forgiveness of our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, the mothers and sisters that have gathered, and with the infant little children they have come, oh my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, do not send us back empty-handed. They have come with a lot of hope, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, through your infinite fadl, karam, grace, mercy and ihsan, Ya Allah, you grant us the best in this world and grant us the best in the akhirah. Ya Allah, we are asking of you and we are begging of you your happiness. Ya Allah, grant us your rida. Ya Allah, you grant us your happiness. Oh my beloved Allah, you draw us towards you with your power of jazm. My beloved Allah, we know we are weak. We know we are sinful. Ya Allah, gunahkar hai, khatakar hai, badkar hai, siyahkar hai. Oh my beloved Allah, sab kuch hai, bande wagar tere hai. Ya Allah, we are sinful but we are your servants. Tujhe chhod kar hum gande jaye kahan? Oh my beloved Allah, which other door is there for us besides your door? Ya Allah, if a dog is chased away from one door, from one butcher, it can always go to another, and then to another. But my beloved Allah, if you turn us away, if you shut your door of maghfirat, if you shut your door of mercy on us, oh my beloved Allah, these no other door for us. Oh my beloved Allah, these no other place of panah and protection for us. Ya Allah, through your infinite mercy, open your floodgates of mercy, open your floodgates of maghfirat. Oh my beloved Allah, these sincere servants of yours have raised their hands before you, have raised the begging bowls before you this part
you to be a most gracious Allah, most merciful Allah, most forgiving Allah, most tolerant Allah. Ya Allah, ab to maaf kar de. Ya Allah, ab to maaf kar de. Ya Allah, ab to maaf kar de. Ya Allah, give us the ability to change our lives. Ya Allah, bring about a reformation in our lives. Oh my beloved Allah, grant us the ability to obey your command. Grant us the strength to obey your command. Oh my beloved Allah, we know we have displeased you. We know we have displeased Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive this major crime of ours. Oh my beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. We know our hearts have gone filthy, dirty, impure, nafak. Ya Allah, our hearts have gone dead, Ya Allah. Through your infinite mercy, revive our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, revive our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, fill our hearts with your Muhammad. Fill our hearts with your love. Fill our hearts with your ma'rifat. Fill our hearts with yaqeen in you. Oh my beloved Allah, fill our hearts with zahd, with shukr, with sabr. Oh my beloved Allah, fill our hearts with the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, these students are memorizing the Qur'an-e-Majeed. Fill their hearts with the love of the Qur'an-e-Majeed. Oh my beloved Allah, give us an attachment to the Qur'an-e-Majeed. Oh my beloved Allah, do not separate us from the Qur'an-e-Majeed. Do not make us from among those that disrespect the Qur'an-e-Majeed. Oh my beloved Allah, when the kuffar and the mushrikeen, Ya Allah, and those that are disbelievers and your enemies burn the Qur'an-e-Majeed, when they disrespect the Qur'an-e-Majeed, oh my beloved Allah, we become so angry. But when we disrespect the Qur'an-e-Majeed, when we show no respect to the Qur'an-e-Majeed, we think nothing about it. Oh my beloved Allah, change this condition of munafaqat. Ya Allah, through your infinite mercy, give us true love for the Qur'an-e-Majeed. Let us see the Qur'an-e-Majeed with respect, my beloved Allah. Make the Qur'an-e-Majeed our companion in this world. Make the Qur'an-e-Majeed a companion for us in the qabr, my beloved Allah. Make the Qur'an-e-Majeed a means of nur for us in the qabr. Oh, my beloved Allah, grant us the ability to recite the Qur'an-e-Majeed night and day. We have shown gross injustice to the Qur'an-e-Majeed. Oh, my beloved Allah, what a ni'mat of the Qur'an-e-Majeed you have given us. What sacrifices have been made for the Qur'an-e-Majeed. Oh, my beloved Allah, you have given it to us with such ease and comfort. Oh, my beloved Allah, grant us the ability to appreciate the ni'mat of the Qur'an-e-Majeed. Oh, my beloved Allah, change the condition of our heart. Hawa wa hirs wa la dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Dil badal de, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Ya Allah, change the condition of our heart. We have filled our hearts with all the evil and all the filth of this world. Ya Allah, we have arrogance within us. We have pride within us. Oh, my beloved Allah, this arrogance and pride is not going to take us anywhere else but to Jahannam, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, give us humility. Ya Allah, give us tawadu. Oh, my beloved Allah, grant our parents long life. Ya Allah, those of us whom you have blessed with parents, Ya Allah, grant them long life with afiyat. Oh, my beloved Allah, those of us who have aged parents, Ya Allah, you make it easy for them. Ya Allah, those of our parents that are sick, oh my beloved Allah, grant them shifa'i kamil adil mustamir. Ya Allah, those of our parents that have gone through operations, Ya Allah, grant them complete shifa, grant them speedy recovery. Ya Allah, those of our parents that are suffering with sicknesses like cancer and so forth, my beloved Allah, you grant them also complete shifa. Ya Allah, you are not in need of medication. Ya Allah, you are not in need of hospitals. You are not in need of clinics to give shifa. Oh, my beloved Allah, let your order of shifa be direct to the sickness. Oh, my beloved Allah, we are all spiritually sick. Ya Allah, grant us, Ya Allah, complete shifa. Ya Allah, grant us, Ya Allah, grant us, Ya Allah, musaffa, mujalla, muzakka heart. Ya Allah, clean and purified heart. Ya Allah, through your infinite mercy, Ya Allah, whatever problems there are in the ummah, Ya Allah, remove the problems of the ummah. Ya Allah, through your infinite mercy, unite our hearts. Oh, my beloved Allah, we know and we acknowledge that it is because of our sinning. Ya Allah, it is because of our distancing ourselves from you. We go through various times of problems in our life.
Ya Allah, we are looking for shifa, and we are looking for, Ya Allah, solutions in everything else. Whereas the solution lies in turning to you. Ya Allah, let us perform our salah correctly. Ya Allah, through your infinite mercy, before the ghusl is given to us, Ya Allah, after we die, Ya Allah, give us the ability to take the ghusl of tawbah. Ya Allah, through your infinite mercy, grant us the ability to take on the garments of taqwa, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, through your infinite mercy, grant us clean and purified lives. Oh, my beloved Allah, grant Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the best of rewards on behalf of the entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, my beloved Allah, all the du'as that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. Ya Allah, grant us all that good that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked you for. Ya Allah, especially on the occasion of Hajjatul Wada. Ya Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after touching the Rukni Yamani, what he asked you of. Ya Allah, Hajar-e Aswad ko chhoom karke jo Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne tujhe se manga. Ya Allah, that masoom and sinless Nabi, attaching himself to the multazam, what a scene it must have been. Ya Allah, the dua that he made of you at that time. Ya Allah, after reading the Masjid-e Hatim, that masoom Nabi raised his hand, and whatever he asked of you, Ya Allah, what humility, what tawadu he asked you with. Oh, my beloved Allah, being your Nabi and your beloved, he is raising his hand, and he is crying, and he is begging, and he is asking for his ummah. Oh, my beloved Allah, and Maqam Ibrahim, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked you for. Ya Allah, and Safa and Marwa, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked you for. Ya Allah, and Mina and Mustalifa, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked you for. Ya Allah, and at Arafat, from Zuhar till Maghrib, that Masoom Nabi. Ya Allah, in the company of 124,000 shining stars, raising his hands, oh my beloved Allah, the sky will never witness such a gathering again of that nature up to the time of Qiyamah. Oh my beloved Allah, the earth will never hold such a gathering up to the day of Qiyamah of that time. Oh my beloved Allah, your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his hand for such a lengthy period, and he asked, and he begged of you. Oh my beloved Allah, grant us, grant our parents, grant our children, grant our near and dear ones, grant those that have made any ihsan on us, grant the entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all the good that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked you for, and grant us, grant our parents, our children, our associates, Ya Allah, our near and dear ones, and the entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and our progenies to come up to the time of Qiyamah, protection from all the evil, the Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked you for protection from. Ya Allah, each and every one that is seated here, Ya Allah, he or she has his or her own, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, things that he needs or she needs to ask of you. Ya Allah, you know of the aspirations and the desires in each and everyone's heart. Oh, my beloved Allah, you gave each and everyone his or her, Ya Allah, jaiz and permissible desires. Ya Allah, those that are having problems as far as their businesses are concerned, Ya Allah, grant everyone halal risk. Ya Allah, grant everyone sufficient halal risk. Ya Allah, those that are looking for suitable homes, Ya Allah, grant them suitable homes. Ya Allah, those that are without jobs, Ya Allah, give them good jobs. Ya Allah, those that are earning, grant them plentiful halal risk. Ya Allah, grant us barakat in our risk and sustenance. Oh, my beloved Allah, safeguard us from spending in the wrong places. Ya Allah, safeguard us from spending in those places that bring your wrath and the wrath of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, my beloved Allah, whatever has been asked you of, Ya Allah, you grant us that. And whatever we haven't asked you for, it is good for us as far as our deen is concerned, our dunya is concerned, and our akhirat. Ya Allah, grant us that. Ya Allah, through the barakat and through the wasira of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we ask you to accept our du'as. Ya Allah, through your infinite mercy, قبول فرما قبول فرما اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ. Oh my beloved Allah, we know we are weak, we are filthy, we are sinful. Ya Allah, لیکن تو تجھے چھوڑ کر ہم گندے جائے کہاں. اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ امید کرم آیا. ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایھا الذین آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلم تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. آمين يا رب العالمين.